It was the end of summer. The air was warm and smelled of freshly mowed grass. Sylvia played outside in the backyard. In the shade of a thick grapevine canopy, it was nice and cool. Although the yard was small, it had all of the trappings of an enjoyable playground. A wooden swing hung from the thick branch of a cherry tree. A red bicycle with training wheels was parked near the fence. And right in the middle sat a big sandbox. Colourful toys were scattered across the sand like seashells on an oceanless beach. Assisted by her loyal dog, Picky, little Sylvia played with a set of baking toys. She fetched water from the kitchen in a small blue bucket. She managed to keep at least half of the water from splashing out on the way back to the sandbox, where she carefully poured some of the liquid into a basin in the sand. Mixing wet ingredients with dry ones was, after all, one of the first steps when baking. She enjoyed the grainy feeling of the wet sand between her fingers. It wasn't quite the same as cookie dough, and didn't bring the joy of a sweet treat, but it was still quite fun. Once she had the perfect consistency for sandy dough, it was time to choose a baking mold. A cupcake, a cookie, or a slice of cake? Sylvia said to Picky, who laid nearby. The cupcake mold was yellow, Sylvia's favourite colour, making it a top choice. But since her upcoming tea party had a guest, she also asked for his opinion. Picky had fallen asleep, stretched on a fresh patch of grass. He enjoyed the quiet afternoon, ideal for a trip to puppy dreamland. His breaths were calm, yet his ears still seemed alert. When the little girl asked her question for a second time, he opened one eye lazily. Unimpressed by the pretend food, he let out a high-pitched yawn and went back to sleep. A cupcake it is, Sylvia decided, as she pressed the grainy dough into the yellow toy. Just as her two cupcakes finished baking in the sun, footsteps patted across the back porch. Grandma walked slowly, holding a tray with two tall glasses. She complimented Sylvia's wonderful baking skills and suggested a glass of lemonade would pair perfectly with the cupcakes. Grandma often made lemonade. It was her favourite summer drink. Her secret was adding elderflower to balance the sour taste of lemon juice. The big flower heads with white blossoms looked like small clouds composed of minuscule stars. They tasted sweet and had a slightly musky smell. Sylvia gulped down her lemonade, forgetting all about her tea party. After all the baking, she had developed quite a thirst. The cold drink trickled down her throat, refreshing her immediately. It was the perfect mix between sweet and sour. Like summer rain nourishing dry soil, each sip felt light and crisp on her tongue. Sylvia thanked her grandmother, who smiled kindly. "Now help me with this tray, dear. Then we can go for a walk," she said. Hearing his favourite word, Picky woke up. After a few stretches, he wiggled his tail, hoping that Grandma would take him along. His big brown eyes were fixed on the little girl. Once she came back from the kitchen, it was time to exit the big brown gate behind this gate, there was a world full of possibilities.